We're now joined by head coach of the North Dakota State University football team, Chris Kleiman. The NDSU football team just finalized their 2014 football schedule yesterday with the addition of Weber State, a team that they will play on the road in Ogden, Utah on September 6th. A home-and-home contract done with Weber State. They go there first. Next year, Weber State will come to Fargo. And Coach, I got to ask you, is it Weber, is it Weber? I've heard two different things, and I suppose since you guys are going to play him, we better get this right.
It's Weber State.
Weber State.
Out of the Big Sky. They've always had a good program out there.
What about them made it available for you guys that you wanted to go out there and play? Did Gene Taylor come to you and say, this team is ready to play, do you want to wait for maybe a different team that could come to the Fargo Dome? What was the discussion behind getting them solidified?
Well, it was good because it was a home-and-home deal, and with us going to Montana in 2015, we needed to make sure we had a home game in 2015, and so it was just a fit for us, and the fact of they needed a home game this year, Weber did, and we needed a home game next year, so it just worked out that we go out there in 2014 to get us the 12th game, and they come in here in 2015 that enables us to have a non-conference home game opposite of Montana.
Now, this is the first time in NDSU's history they're going to be playing 12 regular season games, and I'll get into it later in the show how I feel about it. But, Coach, how do you feel about 12 regular season games, only one bye built in?
Well, I mean, normally it's an 11-game schedule, and you only have 1 week of a bye anyway. Last year we had the two byes, but that was with – coming off back-to-back national championship performances and 24 seniors that were the kind of the foundation of the program with it. So my feeling on it was we're going to start a brand new quarterback, and we're basically going to start an entire new defensive front in the interior guys in the tackle positions. That bottom line for us, we got to get ready for Missouri Valley Conference play, and to play four games to get ready for that with the experience factor you need to play in the Missouri Valley was a much better opportunity than to play three games to do that. So I thought it was, if there was a time to do it, it was this year with our inexperience at quarterback and our inexperience at the defensive tackle position, as well as a lot of other new guys that are going to play. We needed to have that extra non-conference game.
Is it kind of a, I don't want to say dangerous, but a challenging aspect of the game that there is these 12 games and the byes really help players heal up, whether it be small injuries, whether it be big injuries, what have you? How do you as a coach prepare your players and prepare your staff mentally, physically for this long stretch of games?
Well, you can get guys injured just as easily in practice as you can in games. And we had as many guys injured in practice as we did in games. So football is a collision sport, and it's going to, kids are going to get hurt. There's no doubt about that. But it was just for us, last year we played a Division II game. Nobody was crazy about that either. And the fact of playing a Division II game, we're playing every game this year against Division I opponents, which are all counter games when it comes to the playoff seeding and the playoff potential. And so a lot of people last year would have said, why'd you play a Division II opponent that really didn't do anything for you? And there was some merit to that question too, but we needed to try to find 11 games last year, and that's why we ended up having to play the Division II opponent. But this is a combination of not only getting ready for 2014, but filling a need that we'd have for 2015 as well. And that's where I guess people that don't have the scheduling in front of them, like Jeremy does and like Gene does, to know that as we all found out last year, it's hard to find games. It's hard to find people to come to the Fargo Dome. It's hard to find people to play in the SU. So this was a great fit for us because it answered it for 2 years.
Talk about last year and just kind of the scramble it was. You were the defensive coordinator last year. For the Bison to find that 11th game, and it ended up being a Division II team, but what was that like just trying to find somebody else and going through that stressful event of we have to fill this schedule?
Oh, it's terrible. And it's terrible on the administrators, because everybody wants that sixth home game here. And it, last year, until we got Ferris State, and I know that was close to summertime, we had five home games, and we need to have our fans, who are the best fans in all of football, have six home games here. So it's really stressful, and the longer you wait, your options get smaller and smaller with it. So Doing this in early February like we did, I think it gave us some more options, and once again, it was a fit for a two-year deal.
Talking with NDSU head coach, pardon me, Chris Kleiman, about the finalization of the 2014 football schedule. Coach, what do we know about Weber State? What do you know about Weber State?
Well, it's a Big Sky school, and so they had four in the playoffs last year, the Big Sky Conference did. So it's a great league. It's a really reputable league. I think they have a new coaching staff in here this year, so we won't know a lot about them. But over my long career in FCS football, I had a lot of great respect for Big Sky schools in general, and Weber State's one of them. So it's we don't know because they have a new staff, but in the same respect, we know the conference, and it's a really good conference they're coming from.
Coach, you're going to be preparing for spring ball here coming up about a month, maybe a little bit longer than that. Exciting for you just from the standpoint you're at a different point now. You're the head coach. You're no longer a coordinator. What changes for you when you're getting ready for spring ball?
Well, I just see overseeing the overall program. That's the biggest change, as opposed to having to look at about 40 guys. We got to look at about 80 guys. And that's probably the biggest challenge that I'll face is making sure that I'm on the offensive side more than I'm on the defensive side. But I'll be on the defensive side as well. And I'm excited about the young players we have in the program, that it's their time. There's a lot of kids. You're not going to see Travis Peck and Carlton Littlejohn and Colton Heagle practice this spring because of surgeries that they've had. So let's find out the future of Bison football and see what those guys can do. So that's the thing we've got to look at, is we had so many kids that had surgeries and stuff that we're going to find a lot of youth out there in the spring, and I'm excited to watch those guys develop.
Coach, final question for you, and it is dealing with scheduling. And the reason I bring it up is because it's going to be a fan question. Next year, there's this opening. In 2015, it's a farther way ahead, but UND and NDSU have an opening. What are your thoughts on getting the rivalry back together between NDSU and UND?
Well, that's something that we haven't even gotten into discussions with, and I'm sure that Gene and I and the other people will get involved with that thing, but I'm excited about the 2014 schedule, and that's our main focus is getting ready for our first game against Iowa State in late August.
Well, it'll be fun. It's finally done. Well, 4 months, 5 months before last year's schedule is finalized. So congratulations to NDSU getting this deal done. Full schedule, full slate. Coach, it should be fun. Thank you for taking the time out today and joining us here on the Jack Michaels Show on 740 The Fan.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
That was NDSU head coach Chris Kleiman.